Yo, what's up? This is your boy Dave here. I got another drawing live for you. Today's basically information is about why do women want a yes man? What I've noticed is that women want men to conform to what they want. And I don't get that. I mean, that kind of like throws me for a loop. So today I'm going to have Sensation. He's going to talk about it. Ross is not here. He left the country to go back to Jamaica. And I'm going to have a new member. His name is Pastor. Well, his actual name is Reverend Barechester Preacher Beard. So he's going to talk a little bit about why these women want yes men. We're all going to talk about that. So let me introduce the new member. He's actually has a church. He goes live every Wednesday. You should check it out. His name is Reverend Bear Chester Preacher Bear. So, Reverend, say what's up to everybody.
What's up? This is Reverend Bear Chester. That's right, I said. Reverend Bear Chester Preacher Bear. I'm that guy that comes to you and tells you some good stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and let Dave go ahead and do this because this is his show. But I mean, we're going to talk about some stuff today.
Yo, Reverend is my dude. So now we're going to talk about, I'm never going to introduce you to, you already know him, Chocolate Sensation. He's one of the coolest dudes. He gets on my nerves, but he's a real cool dude. So Sensation, say what's up.
Yo, I'm near. Well, if I say one thing, there's something about these women that want a blood clot dude to say yes every time they talk about there. When I get that there, but I'm going to speak on some things later. All right, Dave, take it there.
What, that's all you got to say?
Yeah, man, so I'm going to say it. I'm going to have nothing else to say there, dude. We'll get into the conversation later.
All right, well, anyway.
When it comes to women, I don't understand. What do y'all want? Do y'all want a dude to lead y'all? Or do y'all want a dude that's just going to be a cornball? I don't get it. Like, you cats, I mean, these women just don't. They.
Hold on, Dave. Let me say something. All right, go ahead. Say what you got to say.
Yeah. The thing about these women, man, is they want something good and the bad, man. But they don't want a dude that's going to lead them correctly. See, what they want is a dude that's going to come with finances. They want a dude that's going to come with blood clot money. See, there was a girl that mashed me up, man. She mashed my heart up because she not care about nothing but money. So when it comes to these women, man, they not care about anything but money from what me experience, man. So that's why me play games with them. Me meet them, me dick them, me move.
Hold on. You meet them, sex them, and move?
Yeah, man. I'm tired of the blood clot games with these women, man. Because the thing is, they get done by wrong dudes, and then they come upon a dude like me, and they want to play games. So me just, me dick them, me move on.
So are you saying that's something I should do? Just beat it up and keep it moving?
Yeah, man, because the thing is, man, marriage is underrated, man. Girls not want nothing. They not want nothing. And that's what I'm not understanding about that thing there. The girls now want, they don't want no blood clot love, man. They want somebody to have a long thing and stick them good and keep it moving. Because the thing is, man, is that these old,
what on there, they're Sensation. Can I see you something there? See, when it comes to the woman, see, when it comes to women, see, the problem with women, with ladies, man, they're just not good about, they're not one love. That's the thing about these, with me being a reverend, me pastor a lot of marriages, they come into my church, and me married them, and 3 years later, they're no good no more. They want a divorce because he leave the toilet seats up. I don't understand what that's about. I don't know what that's about. These women, they get mad because he leaves his underwear on the floor.
Hold on. So, Reverend, You're telling me you'll marry somebody and 3 years later they're done?
Yes, they're done. They're done. 3 years later, they're done.
Hold on. See, that's why my nigga got married. No, I'm not going to link up with no girl. I'm not going to mosh with no girl. I'm not going to get with a woman and blood clot, say, me love you, marry him. Because the thing is, my marriage is not secret no more. And that's what going on with this thing. Marriage not secret no more. And because I'm not secret no more, you can't have a sustained relationship. People get mad and they move on. I date a girl every day. I say about 2-3 months ago. And what up with these girls, man, is that me come to her house. And because me not leave my shoes a certain way, she blood clot throw her temper. Her head blew up, man. And she co-smoked her out of there. And me not understand what she talk about there. What y'all talking about? Your mom because me throw my shoes upon ear? Are you blood clot kidding me, man? So me say this. Hold on.
So he said she got mad because you didn't put your shoes a certain way?
Yeah, man. Me not understand what going on. Me not understand what going on in the head, man. She lose it. This is what she say. What y'all do? What y'all throw the shoes upon there for? The shoes need to go upon here. Put them in the doorway. Come on. You throw them upon here. And she go crazy. But I understand what you talk about there.
Okay.
See, and that's the thing here. People, if you want to be together, be together. Don't let nonsense separate you, destroy you, mess you up. It's stupid. You get mad because the toilet seat up. You get mad because, you know, all you got to say is, babe, can you keep the toilet seat down because there's a woman in the house. But see, that's what I don't get. But there's a man in the house. So why can't you leave the seat up? I don't get it. I'll never understand what this world is about. And that's why I think I'm single for a while, is because I am so sick of it. I'm sick of the nonsense. I want to be in a fulfilling, loving relationship. I don't want to be anything stupid, because women, it's just nonsense. Do you really want to be in love or not? Do you really want a man that's going to love you, cherish you? Hold on, Rasta, I thought you was not participating. You said you was out of the country. That's what you wanted me to tell the people, you was out of the country.
Hold on, the conversation is too good here. One thing I love about this thing here is that I'm tired of the nonsense, the man. The woman need to figure out what they want there. Do they want a good man? Do they want a bad man? And I know what they want there. Because the thing about these women is that them see they want a good dude. When the good dude come upon them path, they not want nothing real. They want a dude and about nothing there. So I'm going to say one thing only. I'm out. I'm tired of the blood clot games there. So y'all ladies, figure out what y'all want to do, and then love, and move on. Now I'm done later.
People, I'm so sorry. Rasta told me to tell everybody he was out of the country. Of course, he wants to sit here and hear all this stuff. Then he catches an attitude, says what he got to say. All right, so with that, Reverend, you have anything to say?
Yeah, I have to say this. But yeah, the thing of people, love one another, and keep it real. Reverend out.
That's all you gotta say?
That's all me gotta say. Later, people.
Okay. So with that, this is going to be a short one. I got to go. I'm going to have Sensation say a couple of things and these then be out. So, Sensation, anything you got to add? Yeah, I'm going to say one thing only. Ladies, not play games and cherish the man that come upon your life, dear. Because the thing I'm going to say is this. If you want to go play games, you're going to get games played upon you. All right, there? Love, love art, love real. I hear everybody be cool, but out in the mind. All right, so with that being said, listen. Stop playing games with people. There's a lot of good men out there, a lot of good women. Just keep it real. You know, the thing is this. You meet people, and then you act a fool. You meet a guy that wants to love on you tenderly, give you 100% of everything. But because he's not a yes man, you get issues with that. If you want to be with me, you're going to be with me raw and uncut. It's just serious. I'm not playing games. I'm not talking nonsense. I'm going to keep it real with you. 100. That's it. All right. Everybody be cool. Love you. Until the next time. Peace.